April 19th, 2024.
Today?
Big day today.
So what are you guys planning for today?
And what's today all about? Well, from the Barbie movie, everyone's favorite Canadian Ken is celebrating a birthday. Jim?
Gosling?
No.
Huh?
Simu Liu.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe Gosling might Ken. Be. Maybe, yeah. Gosling might be the favorite, though. You're right.
Okay. But he's weird that two Canadian dudes were both apparently the epitome of sexy men, right? If you're playing Ken, good on Canada.
We're hot, Canada. Speaking of hot Canadians, Hayden Christensen, 43 years old today, played Anakin Skywalker in the Star Wars prequels.
Mm-hmm.
And he is very happy that they made that Obi-Wan series on Disney Plus recently. When he got the call, I wish I was a fly on the wall.
Yeah.
They said, hey, guess what? We're going to bring you back and you're going to play Darth Vader again. Cha-ching!
Yeah. Apparently he's doing pretty well. I guess he's a farmer somewhere in Ontario. Like, took all his money from Star Wars 15 years ago and invested it to
land. So he was smart with the cash.
Yeah, I think he's doing okay for himself.
Good for him. Happy birthday, Hayden Christensen. Kate Hudson, Goldie Hawn's daughter. You know her from Almost Famous. Bunch of rom-coms with Matthew McConaughey.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, yeah.
She's 45 years old today. It was 31 years ago in 1993, David Koresh, on this day, and possibly 86 of his followers, died in a raging fire at the Branch Davidian headquarters in Waco, Texas, after the FBI tried to drive them out with tear gas. The FBI called the deaths a mass suicide. I can remember that happening, man. It was a crazy thing to see on television.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, she grew up in Ukraine. So, like, all the stuff, the big moments that happened in North America in the 90s, she's not familiar with. Like, I started saying, oh, my God, last week, as O.J. died.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, okay. I'm like, O.J. Simpson, you know, the Bronco chase?
Yeah, yeah.
Nicole Brown, Ron Goldman? She's like, no, I don't know anything about it. So now we're going to watch the People versus O.J. Simpson, that the TV series that came out a while back.
And she knows none of the spoilers.
That's right.
Right?
She's going to be so shocked.
Oh, my God, what a twist. The glove didn't fit.
When the glove doesn't fit.
Oh, my God, they could not put him in jail now. They must have quit.
And I think wasn't it Riggs from Friday Night Lights played David Koresh in a TV show, too, Waco? So maybe we'll watch that one, too, so she knows what that's all about. It was also 37 years ago in 1987, The Simpsons premiered as a cartoon short between skits on the second episode of Fox's now-defunct Tracy Ullman show. It is now the longest-running scripted TV series in U.S. history.
Love The Simpsons. I don't watch the new ones, but single-handedly the biggest impact on my sense of humor, probably.
Growing up, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, those early episodes were incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you, Tracy Ullman, for sacrificing your own show to bring us The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
Tracy walked so The Simpsons could run. And yes, it is 4:19, so it's 4:20 Eve. Don't forget, before you go to bed, to leave some laced cookies out for Ganja Claus. If you're in the market for a new sports car, this looks like a great deal. Somebody posted on Facebook Marketplace in Mississauga, Ontario, an ad saying that they are selling a 2022 McLaren 72OS 720S. I'm not a big car guy, but I do know this is a nice looking car. An orange sports car. Ooh, look at this thing. Wow. It's got the lights. It's got the steering wheel.
It's a McLaren, dude.
Again, not a car guy.
Yeah, yeah. But these cars are worth like $500,000, right?
Yeah, about $500,000 Canadian is what this car should be retailing for. And on Facebook Marketplace, somebody is advertising it, or was advertising it, for $35,000 Canadian.
What a steal!
What a steal. Exactly. The description... If you need your car gone for an insurance claim, let me know. We do those for free. Don't ask stupid questions about paper. Oh. So the paperwork's probably not included with the vehicle. Only car keys No GPS or tracker in car. Only message when cash is ready. Pick up near Mississauga. Need gone today. No plates. You can drive or tow away. Car's in perfect condition. You can test drive it.
Not even trying to hide the fact that it's stolen. Wouldn't it be? I like that you can test drive it though. If this was your McLaren that got stolen, you're like, yeah, guy, take it for a spin around the block and just drive it home.
I have a feeling the guy's going to be in the passenger seat next to you.
Straight to the police station.
Maybe something in his jacket. You know what I mean?
Still, just go straight to the police station.
Yeah, like is this the state of car thefts right now? They're so brazen. They're selling them on Facebook Marketplace. We know that the police are saying leave your keys at the front door. You're getting the port of Montreal all bunged up with stolen vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And now Facebook Marketplace is saying, yeah, this is a stolen car, but if you want it, come get it.
Yeah.
How can the police just not show up and arrest the person?
It seems like it's on a platter, unless this is the police.
Sting operation.
Yeah, because to me, it's almost too obvious and too easy, but perhaps that's how confident thieves are these days, knowing there's no repercussions.
So it would be the police, but who are they looking for then?
Because there has to be a black market for people willing to buy stolen cars. That's blatantly a stolen car. And if you're wanting to take part in that purchase, that is fraud as well.
Yeah, yeah. So they say there's no GPS on the car, but maybe they're lying. So they sell you the McLaren for $35,000.
Yeah.
You take it to your chop shop or to your...
to your VIN number guy or whatever.
Your illegal criminal hideout.
Yeah, they track your phone, see which MTO you call to get the papers for it. Because, like, how do you drive this around?
It's a heat score, even if you obtained it legally. It's a bright orange McLaren.
Yes, you're going to get pulled over eventually, and you got to have some papers on you.
Yeah. Oh, or you just hit the gas. I'm sure it goes. Fun to be able to do one of these on a Friday. It's Taz and Jim, and it's time for a grand prize draw. Thank you to everyone who went to fm96.com and y108.ca over the past few weeks, entering the answers to the trivia that was running through the day on the stations to enter the Black Crows in Boston contest. I wish we could be calling all of you this morning, but there can be only one winner.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got the name right here.
Okay.
Let's see if we can get them on the phone. Come on.
Hello.
Morris.
Yeah?
You sound irritated that we're calling you.
No, not at all.
Are you familiar with a couple of silly guys on the radio named Taz and Jim?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's us.
Hello.
Yes. Hi, boys.
Hi. Okay, he's warming up here, Jim.
Okay, here we go.
Morris LaBrèche of Hamilton, you and a friend are going to see the Black Crows perform in Boston.
Oh, my God. That's brilliant. Oh, man. This is the best wake-up call ever.
Are you a Black Crows fan?
Oh, huge. I'm thrilled that they're back together now, and I think their new album, too, is just on fire. They've definitely worked things out, the two of them.
You are going to go to Boston. You're going to go see the band perform, the Black Crows, at the MGM Music Hall at Fenway Park, Sunday, April 28th. So it's coming up hot here. Hmm. We're giving you round-trip flights and hotel accommodation as well.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Do you know who you're going to take with you?
I have an idea, yes. She's lying here in bed beside me.
Hopefully that's your wife.
Yeah, she might be mad.
Well, you two have an awesome time in Boston. Can we give you a call and check back in and get a review of the show?
Oh, absolutely.
Morris, congratulations, man. Enjoy the Black Crows. You mentioned that you're a fan of the new album. Let's do the latest single. Here it is. You're going to Boston, baby.
Thanks, Taz and Jim. You guys rock.
The album is Happiness Bastards, available now. The single, Wanting and Waiting. Congrats, Mo. If you could have a beer with one celebrity, who would it be? I think Jason Kelce is quickly moving up my list. This guy's a maniac, shirtless in Buffalo, the luchador mask at his brother's Super Bowl victory celebration.
Just was in the ring at the WWE.
And now there is this story. This is from ABC6 in Philly.
Eagles fans know Jason Kelce commits to everything he does. But get this. This time it cost him a Super Bowl ring. Kelce admitted on his podcast with brother Travis that he lost his bling in a pool of chili. It was one of the zany stunts the brothers organized for the crowd at a live event in Cincinnati last week. Despite using a metal detector, no one could locate the ring in the chili. Kelce suspects it is probably in a landfill by now. He has filed an insurance claim. It is unclear if that means he could get another ring made.
What?
He lost his Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl championship ring in a pool of chili.
What was the pool filled with chili?
It was one of the zany events that the Kelce brothers had planned for a crowd.
I've never won
their
a Super
podcast.
Bowl. I don't have a ring like that, but I would just, if it was me, before I got into any pools of chili, I would remove the
all
ring.
All jewelry.
Not even just because I'm scared to lose it, but the chili bits in every one of those crevices in that ring, yeah, too. Like, I know what it's like when you get, like, food on a watch or something. It's impossible to get out.
Right. A couple weeks later, you'd be smelling something. You'd be sniffing your ring. Is that the chili from 3 weeks ago?
It smells spicy still. I cannot get away from this smell.
But he lost it. And the chili's gone. His ring is gone.
Wouldn't you jump in, the first thing you'd look is, do I still have my ring? You'd think.
He lost it. It was gone. It was in the chili. Can you imagine being the insurance guy getting that phone call? Okay, what happened to the ring? Well, I was in this pool of chili.
Yeah, yeah. Do we have to pay for that? Seems like it's your fault.
Yeah. It's going to be a tough sell.
I mean, he obviously could just get one remade. He's got enough money. And the insurance company, if they don't pony up.
If I was an Eagles fan, I'd be going to the landfill with a shovel.
Especially if you had a good nose, just follow the smell of chili.
Rotting chili. Look for the pile, and maybe you'll find Jason Kelce's Super Bowl ring. Got a big birthday party you're going to, Jim?
Yeah, you know my buddy Johnny.
Is it Johnny's birthday?
Johnny's B-Day. Well, it was a couple days ago, so happy birthday, Johnny Adams. So we're going to Toronto. We're going to go to a TFC game tomorrow, but the game is at 7, and the temperature was supposed to go down to like 2 degrees.
Yeah.
So we said, screw that. I was still down for it. I was like, I'll go stand out in the cold. It's not that bad.
Just go to a Forge FC game.
That is okay, too. But we decided,
you don't want to brave the elements. You want to be inside somewhere warm.
Yeah, it's not
warm.
About the soccer at this point. So I think what we're going to do is we're just going to watch the Leafs game somewhere.
Do you think Johnny would mind if we told the story about what happened to him at your bachelor party?
Which one? Which story? No.
His forehead.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. We went to my bachelor party up in the Gravenhurst area, and it was a cottage on an inland lake, and there was a long dock that went out into the lake, and as soon as we got there, we tested, like, somebody took a stick to see how shallow it was at the end of the dock.
Wasn't there a sign, too, that said very shallow off the end of the dock?
Maybe.
There was something.
There wasn't a lot of reading going on that weekend.
We were told, I know I was told that it was very shallow. Don't dive off the end of the dock.
My buddy Wardy wanted to go for a dive, and he's actually smart, so he put a stick in the water, and it was like 3 feet, and he's like, okay. And then we went inside and said, we know how we are, so just so everybody knows,
no diving
into the lake. And in fact, maybe nobody should go into the lake at all. But definitely don't dive. So, you know, next thing you know, it's 5 a.m. Guys are still up drinking. And Johnny decides, hey, it's still hot out. I'm going to go jump in the lake. He jumps in the lake, dives in,
head first,
comes out of the lake. And he's got, like, the biggest road rash on his forehead, like the top of his forehead, all scratched up and bloody. He was fine, thank God, but because it could have been a lot worse.
Nobody let him go to sleep that night, though. Everyone's like, Johnny, you got to stay up. You just hit your head pretty hard on the bottom of the lake.
Yeah, I don't think he was going to sleep anyway. So
it worked out well.
Yeah, hey, kept me up a little longer.
But this is how shallow it was. I jumped in because I went down in the morning. I had my coffee and I was going down to jump in the lake to wake myself up.
Sure.
And everyone's like, don't dive, it's shallow. I'm like, yeah, whatever. And I jumped in and the water didn't even go past my knees.
No, it was like a children's wading pool. It was, it was not swimmable. Like, it was a wading pool. I don't even know how else
it was
to
shallow.
It.
Yeah. And luckily, Johnny is not the tallest guy. If he was my height and he dove in, might be dead right now.
How does your height? Your head still hits the ground. So there's more, if his legs were 10 inches longer, that speed.
I guess when it's only 3 feet deep, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, he's not 2 feet tall.
Now that it doesn't really matter.
Now that I think about
the science, I guess you're right. Well, let's put it this way. It's a good thing Johnny's such a tough guy.
There we go. A thick neck.
He is. He's a tough man.
Yeah. I bet you that lake floor was like, ow.
Well, people are going to have some altered states of mind tomorrow. It is 4:20 tomorrow. It is 4:20 Eve today. And we've got a treat for you. This is going to put a smile on your face. I'm pretty excited to have this guest back on with us. You may remember him. He's the guy who gave us this gem.
On the 401, the 401, just a typical day on the 401. You never know in Ontario what you see on the 401.
From Kitchener-Waterloo, Kevin Westfall, folk singer, is joining us on the Taz and Jim Show. How are you, Kevin?
Hey, happy 420 to you fellas there. How are you now?
We're doing good buddy. Good. I don't know if I'll be able to sleep tonight.
He's like the most Canadian guy.
Well, they call him the Canuck, don't you know?
Yeah, he's the Canuck.
Thanks for having me on again. It's good to hear from you guys. I enjoy your show and I love your listeners.
It's always a pleasure. You know, we use your 401 song as like the introduction anytime we're talking about something going on the highway now, right?
It's funny because when you play it, I get about 900 text messages.
Every time. Love it.
Anytime there's a traffic jam, you're getting messages.
So that's every day.
Okay. It's tough. When you have a breakthrough hit single like the 401 song, it's got to be stressful as an artist when you're following it up, Kevin.
Well, yeah, I don't have a game plan. I just fly by the seat of my pants. There's no plan. There's nothing etched out. I just listen to the folks and the people, and I have fun, and I do what I got to do, right?
And people are smoking the green stuff. It's legal in Canada. It seems to be a popular pastime, and you decided to embrace that with your new song. What is the title of the track we're about to hear?
Well, the song is the marijuana song. You know, marijuana has always been a big part of music. It's nothing new that I'm doing here. This started back in the 60s, you know. Life's short, man.
Sure, like, Puff the Magic Dragon. What's that about? We all know.
Well, yeah. Life's short, and people got to start having fun again. And, you know, politicians all around the world have divided the people. We've got everybody all pissed off with each other. Everybody hates each other. We got to get back to loving each other again, man.
Well, let's do it right now. This is the latest from the Canuck, Kevin Westfall, the marijuana song with Taz and Jim.
Come on, everybody. Clap your hands, sing along. Let's all have some fun and sing the marijuana song.
Hey, man.
Puff, puff, pass in a tokey, tokey. Giggle, laughy, fun, tobacco, feel wacky, make you happy, have a snacky, giggle, giggle, smoke, smoke, puffy, puffy, tokey, toke, take a big rip and pass it on.
Yes.
The world's much better when we all get together, when we're loving one another, having fun. So let's have a hoot, a puffy, puffy, toot, toot, and all sing the marijuana song. Go get the road. All get the weed. Let's roll the biggest reefer that the world has ever seen. We can make Pop-Tarts and grilled cheese. Everybody, let's have fun. Work, 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 not enough play. Hell, tomorrow may never come. So let's have a hoot, a puffy, puffy, toot, toot, and all sing the marijuana song. Puff, puff,
pass and a talkie-talkie giggle-lappy, fun-to-backy, feel-wacky, make you happy, have a snacky, giggle-giggle, smoke-smoke, puffy-puffy, talkie-coke, take a big rip and pass it on. Well, the world's much better when we all get together, when we're loving one another, having fun. So let's have a hoot, a puffy-puffy, toot-toot, and all sing the marijuana song. Sick and tired of the 6 o'clock news. I'm done with politicians and political views. You know the world's much better when we all get along. Maybe in the next verse, we could fire up the bong. Pass and a talkie talkie giggle lappy, fun to backy, feel wacky, make you happy, have a snacky, giggle giggle, smoke smoke, puffy puffy, talkie talk, take a big rip and pass it on. Well, the world's much better when we all get together, when we're loving one another, having fun. So let's have a hoot, a puffy puffy, toot toot, and all sing the marijuana song. Have a hoop, a puffy puffy toot. Fun tobacco, feel wacky, have a snacky, make you happy. Let's sing the marijuana song. Woo!
Unreal.
It's like if Bob and Doug and Cheech and Chong had a baby.
Yeah, with David Wilcox and a Canadian flag.
The guy who sang King of the Road. Roger Miller, all mixed in one.
That did not disappoint, Kevin. Incredible.
Isn't that a beautiful thing? Hey, and if you want to sing along, you can even sing along. There's a karaoke version.
Yes, we've posted the karaoke version and the video for the marijuana song on the Taz and Jim Facebook page. Happy 420, everyone. Jim, read that really nice message that we were sent.
Okay, this comes from a mom named Praj. She says, my 9.5-year-old son loves your show. We both listen to it when I go to drop him off at school. On the days when we get late, he used to be disappointed that he would miss the show, but now with the extended times, he's super happy that he can still get the show later. He not only enjoys the songs, but also your conversation. Sometimes when they're adult-ish, he giggles. Here's what he says about you two. We got an endorsement here, too, as well.
Okay.
This is from Young Neil.
In Taz and Jim, we trust. Canada's number one news source.
Canada's number one news source. Neil has been trying to the news. That's his favorite part.
Now I'm feeling some pressure. We got to perform for Neil.
Mm.
This one's for you, buddy. We all know the Crash Test Dummies song.
There was this kid who
his name was Neil, and he liked some Taz and Jim. And
so we are going to take some news stories from the week and try and fit them into this song. The twist is I get to pick what story Jim does. He gets to pick what story I do. I can go first, Jim. You want me to go first?
There was a story going around about James Hetfield getting a tattoo, but the tattoo ink was made from Lemmy from Motorhead's ashes.
I saw that.
Yeah, yeah. So you can do that one.
All right.
Once there was a guy who sang in Metallica and also played guitar, and he liked getting tattoos. So he got one with Lemmy's ashes. It's an ace of spades, and I hope it doesn't fade.
That would be cool if it was just an eight, like the spade.
I didn't realize you could put dead people's ashes in tattoo ink, but I guess it makes sense that it would be possible. Kind of weird.
It makes sense that it'd be possible.
Well, you can mix anything with ink.
Sure.
I'd rather ashes than some other things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You ready to the news, Jim?
Yes, Taz.
I want you to do the story. This actually went international. It's a story about Tim Hortons this week. You had people opening up an email, and they were told that they won a brand new boat valued at like $55,000 with roll up the rim. Turns out it was a technical error, and they didn't actually win the boat. So there's a lot of people upset, and they're talking about maybe a class action lawsuit.
Okay.
You good?
Yes, sir.
Once there was this guy who opened up an app, and then it said you want a boat that's brand new, and then he went to claim it, and Tim's said, "Our bad, that's a technical error." He says this new way sucks. Bring back the cups that you can actually roll up.
A lot of syllables you're trying to jam into that one.
I mean, it's a complex story.
Neil? Was it Neil?
That one's for you, Neil.
That one's for you, Neil. You know, we hate scammers. We're talking about it all the time here on the Taz and Jim program. Scammers are the worst, and it's nice when you see some justice served. There was a group of organized scammers that was just busted in Ontario.
Yeah, yeah. 14 have been charged after 126 people lose nearly $1 million in what the OPP are calling the grandparent scam. You may have heard of it before. It's not that elaborate, but basically the scammers just call up landlines generally and try to get a hold of somebody who's in an older demographic. They pretend they're either judges, lawyers, or police officers on the phone and say, "Hey, your grandchild or your son is in trouble. They need this money," or they pose as the grandchild themselves and say, "Can you? There's going to be a courier coming to your door here in a moment.
Granny, I need your help.
Give them $5,000 and they're going to bail me out of jail." Whatever it is, they have a ton of lies, but they scam somebody over the phone, and they usually send a mule or a courier to grab the money and take it. They track these scammers down to, if you're going to guess one city in Canada, which would it be? Montreal, which seems to have a lot of organized crime for a long time. It's
quite
been going
the hub,
on there.
Isn't it?
It is. It certainly is.
Le hub.
Le hub.
Le hub du crime.
Yeah, so they got busted. So at least 14 people. They say there's at least 126 victims that were identified, but they're thinking there's hundreds more who don't realize they were even scammed.
Some of the victims were as old as 95 years old. This is when we need Jason Statham. The beekeeper. Have you not watched the Beekeeper movie yet?
No.
I gave you a chance. I put it off. I've recommended it to you like five times, Jim.
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't give you any spoilers. I'm going to give you a small spoiler here.
Okay.
If you haven't watched the new action movie, The Beekeeper, you have to. It's so entertaining because the villains in the movie, the guys that Statham is going after, grandparent scammers.
Oh! The ultimate evil.
So
he goes to Montreal?
He's a retired badass who's living on a farm in the country somewhere in the U.S.
A bee farm?
He's keeping bees, you know, just living a simple life. And Mrs. Huxtable from The Cosby Show is a sweet old lady who's shown him some hospitality and makes him dinner from time to time. She gets all of her money stolen from her accounts, and then she kills herself because she's so bent out of shape about it. He finds her, and then he goes after the scammers. He seeks revenge.
All right. You gonna like a bee in your bonnet?
There's a ton of bee puns.
Oh, nice,
in the movie.
Nice.
It's so bad, it's good. This movie.
There's a hive of activity over here in Montreal.
I can't do a Statham impression. I'm sorry.
That was pretty good, actually. He's a man of a few words.
Mm.
Yeah, let's get Statham on the case.
Are you brave enough to let me see your peacock?
Time for sports with our sports guy Devin Peacock. Dev, it's official. Gary Bettman's big mug was on TV last night letting everyone know that, yes, the Coyotes are moving from Arizona and they are going to end up with an NHL franchise in Salt Lake City, Utah.
In an interesting situation here with the Utah hockey team, Utah has actually reached out to Winnipeg for advice on how you relocate a franchise from one city to the other. The Winnipeg Jets, of course, used to be the Atlanta Thrashers. The Winnipeg Jets quickly named themselves, right? Like, there was no question when Atlanta went to Atlanta to Winnipeg that they would be the Winnipeg Jets. The Utah hockey team is taking a different approach, saying yesterday that they are not going to have any set colors. They're not going to have any set nickname, possibly for the first year. They are not going to rush any nicknames for the team.
What do you mean no set colors? Are they going to wear beige uniforms?
They're going to have to come up with something.
It'll be like one of those cars that is painted at every angle you look at is a little different.
Here's the weird thing. So, like, last week, 2 weeks ago, they were having some fun with the whole situation before this was announced as to what do you want to call the team if a team were to come to Utah. Now a team has come to Utah, and they're like, eh.
We can't make a decision quick enough.
We'll take our time.
Like Washington, when they got rid of their old name, the NFL franchise, and they just called themselves for a while the Washington Football Team.
Which, by the way, is a better name than the Washington Commanders.
It really is, actually. It's more memorable. But you can't have a Washington Football Team and then a Salt Lake City hockey team. Like, it only works for one professional team, I think.
Well, I mean, you don't have the Washington Football Team anymore, so now there's an opportunity to be the Utah hockey team. Like, listen, in soccer / football, you have, like, the Liverpool Football Club.
Yeah, the
right?
FC, yeah.
You could have the Utah hockey team. I don't think they're going to do that, but one of the problems they had in Washington, I think, was you called them the Washington Football Team so long,
it started to stick.
I started to like the way it sounded.
To me, it seems that they've been inundated with so many suggestions in Utah for a team name that they're just going to let them all soak for a while and see what rises to the top.
Soak. 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 Soak.
Might as well go for a soak and nobody squirts. Just don't move your thighs. Might as well go for a soak and I'm better than sex. Won't go to hell when you die.
They're making a big mistake if they just go hockey team over Salt Lake City Soakers.
The name is staring them right in the face. It's the Utah Golden Eagles. This is
Golden Eagles?
What are you talking about? Whose side are you on
here,
Dev?
For that,
I'm on the Golden Eagles side because
why
that gets
Golden
us a name
Eagles?
Right now. So the Utah Golden Eagles used to be an AHL team that were around for quite a while. So there is a history in Utah of a team being named the Golden Eagles, just the way there was a history of a team being named the Jets in Winnipeg when they moved there.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.